The call for a nuclear agreement with Iran has been pushed extremely hard by the Obama administration. Some of that pushing has actually even been against Democrats in the U.S. Senate, as Obama threatens to turn now to the United Nations rather than Congress for backing on this agreement. Bipartisan effort in Congress to ensure that a review of any agreement has grown significantly. To talk about the players in all this, the concerns that are raised, how the White House has dealt with all of this, is the Washington editor for PJ Media, whose work has also been featured in, among other places, the Wall Street Journal, USA Today, Politico, and NPR, Bridget Johnson. Good morning, Bridget.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
And the website, of course, is pjmedia.com. Read Bridget's work and the other journalists at PJ Media. And when you look at the United Nations, just as a turning point, which the Obama administration wants to do now, I mean, this is the same UN who just issued a report on violation of women's rights in the world and named only the country of Israel in that report. So when Obama says he wants to turn the United Nations, that shouldn't exactly be taken as a positive, should it?
Yeah, you know, even if you're a woman in Iran and you show a little skin, you're going to get, you know, beaten by religious police there. And that's just the tip of the iceberg, of course. But I think this is one reason why you see Democrats defecting. And it's not just the fact that negotiations have dragged out for so long that they're really uncomfortable about what progress Iran has made in the time being, and also the fact that by going to the United Nations, they're confused about this legal conundrum that Obama's created, because a lot of these sanctions that they want to repeal over the negotiating table in Switzerland were passed by Congress. So Obama wants to go to the United Nations first and get those sanctions repealed, and then think that they can basically kind of persuade Congress into lifting the rest of them. And at this point, that is not happening.
And the Obama administration is basically saying, wait for an agreement before you object to the agreement.
Yeah, but, you know, for example, Senator Menendez from New Jersey, who's been one of the, shall we say, a thorn in the side of the administration on this, you know, he took this report yesterday from the Associated Press that said that the United States is considering letting Tehran run hundreds of centrifuges at Fordo, this, you know, one secret underground bunker. And, you know, Menendez came out yesterday and he said, you know, we're not inching closer to Iran's negotiating position. We're leaping toward it with both feet.
Well, this was the same Senator Menendez who said the Obama administration sounds like they're getting their talking points from Tehran.
Exactly, which is why, you know, so many of us were so suspicious when, you know, all of a sudden he had an, you know, news of an indictment, you know, being about to be levied against him. But, you know, it's not just him. You know, you had Chuck Schumer yesterday sign on to the Corker-Menendez bill, which would require congressional approval of any deal. And, you know, I was sitting there and I was tallying up this morning that the co-sponsors that you have on Corker-Menendez and the co-sponsors that you have on Menendez-Kirk, which is the tougher Iran sanctions bill, and you add up those Democrats between the two, and that's a veto-proof majority right there. Never mind who actually, you know, votes a certain way. You're going to get more Democratic votes, too. So the White House is worried on this, and they have reason to be.
Talking with Bridget Johnson, who is the Washington editor for PJ Media, pjmedia.com, the web. And you are listening to Issues and Ideas. Add to all this, the Director General now of the IAEA said in an interview that Iran has replied to just one of a dozen queries about possible military dimensions of past nuclear activities. The director said Iran has provided only very limited information about two other issues, while the rest have not been addressed at all. And his quote was, recently the progress is very limited. Doesn't seem to bother the Obama administration, though.
Yeah, and one of the other huge concerns, too, in addition to people saying, you know, wait a second, well, okay, if we're going to have this inspections regime, is it actually going to be unannounced? You know, is it going to account for everything that Iran is doing? But Iran has said in its media, through not only its senior nuclear negotiator, who's at the table in Switzerland, but also the majority, vast majority of their parliament and the Ayatollah himself, have said that they will not sign a deal until all sanctions are lifted first. So that's, you know, heightening a lot of concern about, okay, so we know we're kind of already giving away the farm on a lot of the details on this, you know, but, you know, what are we giving away also in terms of having absolutely zero leverage to enforce a deal?
And if you're, in case you're late to the party listening, the Corker-Menendez bill, it's called the Iran Nuclear Agreement Review Act, mandates that the president submit the text of any nuclear agreement with Iran to Congress, prohibits the administration from suspending congressional sanctions for 60 days. During that period, Congress will have the opportunity to hold hearings, approve, disapprove, or take no action on this agreement. And Bridget, speaking of no action, the now retiring Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid, when he was asked about whether he was going to block any effort to block the administration, he basically took a hands-off. Maybe that was a foretelling of his retirement, because he announced that he was going to do a hands-off attitude with all this before he announced his retirement. But that response surprised a few people.
Right, right. And like a year and a half ago, when Reid was going to bring tougher Iran sanctions to the floor, it was the White House, too, who stepped in and persuaded him to stop it. And so you had some anger from Menendez and other Democrats at that time. But, you know, Reid has basically held the line for the White House on that bill. And, you know, now, of course, we have different leadership in there. But he's been asked several times, you know, are you lobbying your caucus to vote a certain way? Are you, you know, whipping them to the White House position on this bill? And he just answers simply each time, nope. So I'm actually curious to see how he will vote even on those final bills.
And especially if he's on his way out, he might actually vote according to conscience instead of party loyalty for a change.
Yeah, you know, he's always held himself up as a strong supporter of Israel and, you know, a strong, you know, opponent of Iran getting nuclear weapons. So, yeah, this is a good time to put your money where your mouth is.
And speaking of Israel, we're learning, too, that certainly you alluded to maybe the indictment and the public indictment, by the way, which is unusual, too, of Senator Menendez. Israel came across a little vengeance from the White House because the White House declassified and released secret, for now formerly secret, documents on the Israeli nuclear program.
And you know, another interesting dynamic of this, too, is, you know, the White House is acting all indignant and upset at these stories. And congressional Democrats don't seem to care. you know, I had, you know, Hoyer come out the other day and say, yeah, you know, well, everybody spies on each other. Who cares? but I think this is actually perfect timing for Iran legislation to come through, because you've had Netanyahu come and speak. All that drama is over with everybody else except Obama. You've had Netanyahu win his election. All that drama is over except for everybody but Obama. So he's, you know, holding on to a lot of things. He wants to reevaluate how the U.S. is going to throw Israel under the bus at the U.N. Security Council, and Congress is just not really on board with it this time.
Wrapping up our time with Bridget Johnson, who is the Washington editor for PJ Media, pjmedia.com, the web, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. So who is standing with the Obama administration on this other than Iran?
Barbara Boxer? It was interesting, because when we had that Votorama last night of all the, you know, 800 budget amendments before the budget passed about 4 a.m., we had a one from Senator Kirk and from Senator Sherrod Brown, and it passed 100-0. It basically said, you know, hey, you know, if Iran doesn't comply, then, you know, full sanctions against them. So it was sort of Iran sanctions light, sort of testing the waters a bit. And Boxer kind of justified her vote for it by saying that it actually ripped from her legislation, when it actually ripped from Kirk Menendez. And her legislation says that sanctions will be reimposed if President Obama himself says Iran violated the agreement.
Okay, well, as they say, to be continued. We'll see how much harder the push comes and how much more the vengeance rears its head. We've seen a couple of examples of that already, and some believe much more of that to come as a means to kneecap people into aligning themselves to support what the White House wants in any kind of deal with Iran. Follow more on this and other issues, not just in D.C., but around the world. PJmedia.com is a place to do that. We've been joined this morning by the Washington editor, Bridget Johnson. Bridget, thanks for being here this morning.